Good morning, friends. One of the things I've been talking about in this series of recordings is purification. I've talked a lot about inquiry, questioning into what you believe so that you can see through what you believe. There is another part of purification that is really helpful, and I'd like to talk about that now. I call it rest, accept, and trust, or the RAT method. Some of our beliefs are so strong that they feel like more than beliefs. One of those beliefs, for example, is the belief that I am the body or I am the personality. And when the body or the personality seems threatened in some way, fear comes. And fear seems to warn us of the loss of ourself, or it warns us that the self is in danger. And because we have such a strong belief that I am the body or I am the personality, which also includes the belief that the world is real, those are attached, then when fear speaks, we heed its counsel, and we try to do something to make the body or the personality safe again. So through the belief that I am the body, the personality, the little self, through that belief, we have kind of made fear into a god. When fear speaks of warning, we listen. And sometimes, just so you know, this idea of self is extended out a little. For example, it could be a fear for our children, a fear for our pet, or a fear for our spouse, a very close, close loved one. So it's kind of like an extension of this self. But the fear is always loud in my head. The God is listened to in my mind. If we want to awaken to our true self, one of the things that we must do is break the habit of listening to the God of fear. And this can seem very difficult. And the reason it seems very difficult is because we have believed this God so deeply. We've really believed that fear above anything else is speaking in order to keep us and our closest associations, that extension of us, safe. Today I'm going to share with you from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, NTI. I'm looking at NTI 2 Timothy chapter 2, which is on page 384. It starts by saying, set forth in purpose, and purpose is all that you shall see. When our time comes to let go of the God of fear, we have to remember what we really want. Focusing on our purpose is the most helpful lifeline that we have. So if you remember that truly, in the heart, above all else, you want to awaken Know thyself. Be only love. Be empty. However that aspiration resonates for you. Then letting go of the God of fear is going to be easier because you're going to be very clear on what you're doing. Fear is going to try to confuse you about what you're doing. It's going to try to make you think, no, that's not the purpose now. The purpose now is keeping the body safe, the personality safe, the close loved ones safe. It's going to try to confuse the purpose. And as soon as the purpose becomes confused, you're back to listening to and following the God of fear. So it's important to remain clear on what you truly want. And T.I. says, you protect your fear. You protect it because you believe it protects you. You believe there is something worse than fear beneath your fear. And so you protect your fear by keeping it in storage. But you will not find your release this way. What that paragraph means is that we really are afraid to completely let go of fear. We're afraid to be fearless. We're afraid that if we're fearless, something horrible will happen. We'll walk off a mountain and walk off a cliff and die. We'll walk in front of a car. We won't take common sense precautions. We think we need fear to keep us and our closest extensions of us safe. So we're afraid to become fearless. That's the first thing we need to look at. We need to look honestly at just how much we worship the God of fear. Just how much we love our fear. We cannot let go of fear without that bit of self-honesty. NTI continues, you must go forth in purpose, which is the purpose of know thyself. With only this purpose in mind, you must be willing to release everything that is not the purpose. And fear is not the purpose. For fear's purpose is to hide the answer from you. You fear that to let loose your fear and experience it is also to come to the foothold of destruction. You believe that to step to that place and not be destroyed, you must hold on to the last remaining shred of fear. In other words, you truly believe fear is your salvation. This is why you hold on to it. So that's NTI's expression of what I just said. We believe that fear keeps us safe. Without fear, we are not safe. That's the belief in the mind. And it needs to be looked at very, very carefully. NTI continues. But fear is not your salvation. Fear is the opposite of salvation. To realize this, you must be willing to experience that which you fear and let it go. By experiencing fear and not perishing, you learn that you cannot perish. This understanding, taken to heart, is a true glimpse of who you are. What seems to happen for everyone at some point in the awakening process is that they are faced with strong fear. And often this fear is attached to a story in the world. It could be a story of running out of money, having no money. It could be a story of being sued by someone, or the government investigating our tax records, or the fear of losing someone or something that we think is very important, or the fear of being exposed as a fraud to a public domain. Or it could be a health fear, a fear that something is very, very wrong with the body. It seems that something always comes up for people where it's been great to be on the spiritual path, and it's even been great to be letting go of things up until this point. But at this point, the spiritual path starts to seem like the illusion. And this problem in the world that is causing this intense fear, this is the most real thing I'm facing. And fear is telling me that I absolutely must do something about this to save myself. This opportunity is the opportunity to let go of fear. This is the opportunity to let go of listening to fear as my God. And when I go through the process of letting go of listening to fear as my God, then wisdom, inner spiritual intuition, becomes much more clear. This is really a wonderful opportunity. And the best thing to do is embrace the opportunity. NTI continues, here is a trustworthy saying. I am all that I am, and that is all I am promised to be. But I cannot limit myself through fear and know all that I am. I choose to release the limits I have chosen for myself. In their release, I see that I am. That italicized prayer or affirmation on page 385 could be very, very helpful if you are facing a situation that seems to be dire and the fear is coming up in a strong way. In this moment, if I listen to fear, I turn down the invitation to realize truth. If I let go of fear, I step into an opportunity to realize that which I am, that which is changeless, that which is not affected. NTI, referring to the italicized prayer, says, make this the constant prayer of your heart. In purpose, step forth unto your release. So how does one let go of fear? What the heck do those words even mean? I'm going to continue reading in NTI. The resurrection is within, for it is the light that has never died, but it has been covered by the mask of false belief. The mask is dark and heavy, and it occupies your every thought when you believe heavily in it. This is why it must be let go. It hides that which is you and is within, living now in peace. It hides all this, and it tells you that the truth is not true. As long as you hide in fear, you believe it. You believe the false, and it is fear that keeps you standing there. So again, this is emphasizing that if I believe the fear story, and if I take all of the actions that fear is asking me to take in order to keep myself or this extension of myself safe, then what I'm passing on is the opportunity to realize the real me, which is perfect peace, always, even now. Continuing with NTI, this is where we find out how to let go of fear. And by the way, the word let go is completely different than the word repress. The word let go does not mean stuff that fear back down, pretend like you're not afraid, avoid it. This is what let go means. It is through fear that you are purified. Do not shy away from fear. It is through fear that you realize your own shine, because it is through experiencing fear and releasing fear that you learn fear has no hold on you. The unlimited cannot be limited by fear. The way to let go of fear is to let go of trying to control it or do something about it. The way to let go of fear is to rest as quietly as possible within our own mind and our own heart while fear rages on. This may very much be the story of a mind that is screaming and screaming and emotions that are raging and raging while you are attempting to be as quiet and as still as possible. As quiet and as still as possible means not only do you not listen to the story, not only do you not do everything fear is asking you to do, but also you do not interfere with the fear itself. You do not interfere with fear's story. You don't try to stop it. You don't get in the way at all. You do nothing. You know, you might imagine yourself as this storm is raging and raging and raging. And you are just being very, very still without getting in the way of the storm, without running from the storm, without trying to in some way stop the storm. Continuing with NTI. Do not flee that which life is bringing to you when you know that you see it coming. Turn to it, the situation in the world that seems to be bringing up the fear. Turn to it in faith. Having faith, it cannot hurt you. And this doesn't mean that you have to know how it cannot hurt you. It just means that there's a trust. There's a trust that the situation is an opportunity for freedom. And the way you will realize the freedom is by not reacting in the way you always have. Not giving in to your past patterns, your past conditioning. Not believing the mind. Instead, by being still and not attempting to do anything. Turn to it in faith. Having faith, it cannot hurt you. It has come only to teach you. Move from the thinking mind to the heart, which is the place from which you may experience the gift without denying it. Experience it in trust. It is only an experience, and it places no limits on you. So again, we have this story, the story of running out of money, the story of being sued, the story around the IRS or the government looking at our tax records, the story of some illness that may be present, the story of a child who may be in some type of danger through the choices they're making, the story of a spouse who may be cheating on me or gambling away our money or something else. There's so many stories. And the ego making all of these suggestions about what I can do to be safe, to be safe. And what am I doing? I'm letting the storm rage. I'm letting the story play. I'm being as still as I can be in trust. I'm seeing this as an opportunity to be free from all of this. If I give in to the God of fear remains my God. And this story will probably pass at some point. but another story is going to come. I'm never going to be free of fear if I continue to give in to fear. This is my opportunity to become fearless and to be guided clearly by inner wisdom instead of fear. When I'm still, even though I may feel very, very afraid, when I am as still as possible, what's really happening is I'm listening to the voice of peace. I may not feel peaceful, but if I was listening to the voice of fear, I'd be running around frantically doing everything fear is telling me to do. If I'm just being as still as I can be, I'm actually listening to the voice of peace, even though I think I can't hear it. I'm following its guidance, so I must be listening to it. Going back to NTI, it is peace that shall carry you through fear. When the fear has dissipated, as a fog within sunlight, you shall see that only peace remains. So I may not feel like I can hear the Holy Spirit or wisdom or spiritual intuition at all. I can't reach it at all. But if I'm following that guidance to be as still as I can be, to do nothing, I'm listening to it, even though I think I can't hear it. NTI 2 Timothy chapter 2 ends with, "Remember that the world and its thoughts are only props." Dive directly into the experience. That means don't avoid it at all. You don't have to physically go further into it. You know, like you don't have to physically make the situation worse. Remember, you're doing nothing. Some people get the idea, I have to make it worse so that I can heal. That's not what this means. You're doing nothing. And when you do nothing, trust me, you'll dive completely into the experience that happens because you're not avoiding it. You're not trying to mitigate it. You're not trying to control it or run from it or hide from it. So you do nothing. That's how you dive into the experience. Do nothing. By experiencing it in full, without a wish for salvation, which means without listening to everything that fear voice is telling you you have to do to save yourself, right? By experiencing it in full without a wish for salvation, you experience it, the fear, and the situation without dying. And that is salvation because you become purified of your belief and your trust in the God of fear. And when you're no longer putting the God of fear first place in your mind as what you listen to, then something else rises up for you to listen to. Another place in NTI that may really interest you is NTI Acts chapter 25. In NTI Acts chapter 25, Spirit is talking about how the world is a script. And the world is here either to help you to continue to believe in the self, if that's how you want the world to be, or to help you wake up from the belief that you are the little self, to help you realize who you really are. And all of that depends on how you react to the script or what interpreter you're listening to in your mind regarding the script, whether you're listening to the God of fear or intuition. And if you look at the Bible in Acts 25, the Apostle Paul is on trial. The Jews, who at this point detest him, want to have him transferred from one location back to the temple for trial, but their real plan is, during the transfer, to abduct him and kill him. And then, of course, the Romans have the authority, if he is somehow found guilty, they have the authority to execute him. And there he is. This is a fearful situation. You have two groups of people in front of you, both of which the ego is telling you are your enemies. And you're imprisoned. In NTI, asks you to read the story of Paul in the Bible and imagine yourself as Paul in that seemingly desperate situation. And it says, as you read this story of Paul, see it as a script, just as your life is a script. Imagine yourself in the role of Paul. See what is playing out and imagine yourself in that play. You can become Paul completely and forget there is a script, which means believe that the world is real and the body, the personality self, needs to be protected. You can see the Jews as your enemies and struggle against them in your mind. Try and figure out a way out of this. What can I say? What can I do to save myself? But if you choose this, you lose the awareness that it is a script, and you will forget to watch for the light that signals the way to step out of belief into the world, into realization of what you are, that something real that cannot be threatened. NTI continues, or as you play the role of Paul, you have another choice as to how to play. You can look at the Romans and the Jews and remember that they are all a part of you playing a role in a script. They may seem to have forgotten that they play only roles, but you can observe them and remember for them so that you have the perspective of the script. And again, at this point in the script, what is the script doing? What are the people suing me doing? What is the husband who might be cheating on me doing? What are these strange symptoms in the body doing? What is the low bank account doing? It has come to me now as a gift so that I can let go of belief in the God of fear as my salvation. And I want to allow this to play out. I want to allow it to move through my experience without me doing anything so that I can be free of that belief. It's an opportunity for purification. NTI continues, when you remember the script, the drama is removed and replaced with a feeling of love. For then you see that each player in the script has only one purpose for you. Each one is playing his role so the script may unfold and lead you to your place to step out. To step out of belief in the script and into the realization of who you are. Each one is your brother and your savior, engaged fully in helping you to find your slit of release. As the script plays out, you may realize your joy and realize your gratitude for your brothers, for everything is working just as it is set to work to bring you to the place of release. So this seemingly most fearful experience is a gift to help free you from the God of fear. Muji has a story he tells about his fear. He had no money, so his fear was around not having money and not even having something to eat. He had no money. He had no food. And so this brings up that fear, this intense fear. And during this time, he talks about how his brother somehow came into some money. And for some reason, just because it's the way the script played out in order to help Muji purify, his brother comes to where he is and sits directly in front of him and is counting this money. And Muji's mind is reminding him how much he needs some money to buy some food and how his brother even owes him money from this point in the past. And therefore, it's completely reasonable for him to ask his brother for some of that money. But Muji does nothing. He sits and he watches his brother count the money. He feels the fear within himself without trying to mitigate it or get away from it or stop it. He doesn't say a word to his brother. Remember, you owe me money. Can I have money? I'm hungry. He does nothing. He lets the entire experience be. The emotions, the thoughts, the outside action in the world, and he does nothing. And it was through this experience that he was purified of the belief that fear was his God. There was a breakthrough that came to him through this experience by doing nothing. And the end of the story, as far as I know, is not, and then his brother gave him money. If that is the end of the story, I didn't hear it that way. But we all know that Muji right now is still present. He doesn't look hungry. The script went on. But now as he's allowing the script to play out, he's listening to wisdom. Wisdom is the director of the script for him, not fear. And in fact, NTIX chapter 26 says, there is a reason for your role in the play and a reason to let the script continue. This means even after the belief that fear is your God has been released, why continue in the script then, you know, if this is done? There is a reason for your role in the play and a reason to let the script continue. As you play your part, remembering it is but a part or just a part, others will see the script in you. They will loosen their hold on the drama of the play as they begin to see beyond it through you. Through them, others will awaken until there is no one left in the play. My spiritual path seemed to begin when I read a book called Peace Pilgrim, Her Life and Works in Her Own Words. And what I saw in Peace Pilgrim was this fearless living and the miracles that occurred because of this fearless living, because she had realized that love is the only real power in the universe. And I wanted to know what she knew. I wanted to know it as a direct experience, not as an intellectual idea. And this is what started me on my spiritual path. You see, somewhere she was purified of the belief in fear. And then through her continuance without that belief, it spawned in me the desire to be free as well. And as I become free, it will spawn the desire to be free in others. And this is how we awaken one another. So when that strong situation comes, the end of the world is staring you in the face. There are a million things that you are guided to do. Do nothing. Be still. Realize your opportunity for release is here. Rest as much as you can. Accept the situation exactly as it is without trying to change it. And trust. Trust that you are going to be free of belief in the God of fear, of worshiping the God of fear, of being caught in the cycle of fear, which comes again and again and again. All right. I hope this is helpful. Bye.